Welcome to this week's News Talk. This is the audio recording of our broadcast live on social media channels where Stephanie and I talk about three hot stories in the news. During this live session, we chat with English learners from across the world. It's a really enjoyable way to practice listening to natural English and learn some new vocabulary each week. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of News Talk. My name is Stephanie and I'm delighted as always to be joined by David. Hi, David.
Hi, Stephanie. Hello, everybody. Glad you could join us for our Monday session of News Talk.
Absolutely. We're back in our regular slot this week. And we've got, as always, three more stories that we're going to be discussing and asking for your comments, feedback, ideas, and any extra bits of information you'd like to add that we perhaps don't already know.
Yes, please. We'd love to hear from you, your opinions, your comments, and practice your English with us.
Absolutely. Let's get started. So as I mentioned, this is called News Talk. For the next half an hour, David and I will discuss, along with you, news stories that are making headlines around the world. The idea of doing this is to give you the opportunity to practice and improve your English and to increase your vocabulary, because we'll be focusing on three keywords for each story. Let's get started with our three stories. Yes. So we've got some pictures here. David, would you like to start off here?
Yeah. So we're asking the first question, which South Asian country is suffering a severe political and economic crisis? And I'm sure everybody knows this one. It's a bit of a tragic story, but a very important one.
Absolutely. Again, there's an image there that might help you. Any ideas, type in the chat, post a comment, let us know what you think. Our second story today will be back in Europe, and we're asking which European countries are experiencing temperatures over 40 degrees Celsius, which for Europe is extremely hot.
And very much related to that question, we are talking fruit and vegetables, and which vegetable in particular is 95% water.
Yes, we'll be thinking about tips and strategies for staying cool in the heat. For any idea which vegetable we're going to be discussing. But more of that later. Let's start off with our very first story today. And of course, this is the story about the Sri Lankan president who has confirmed his resignation. So after a week of turmoil in Sri Lanka's capital, Colombo, the prime minister's office confirmed that President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and the entire cabinet will resign. Now, Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, who will also step down, has reminded everyone of the importance of following the constitution. Sri Lanka has been hit in recent times by soaring inflation, currency depreciation, power cuts, and terrible fuel shortages. So an awful lot there for the country to deal with, David.
It's an incredibly sad story. And I think what's particularly bad is how it's affecting the lives of people every day. Just to give a few examples of how people are having to manage, apparently, you know, there's no electricity for 13 hours a day in an incredibly hot climate. Daily essentials already cost twice as much as they were just a few weeks ago. And I think, you know, that's been across the news a lot is the issue of buying fuel. Even if you can afford to buy fuel, the shortages are so severe, people are queuing up for 2-3 days. It's a really, really dire, bad situation.
Absolutely. And I can see in the comments, we've got Michelle, who correctly guessed that, yes, we are, of course, talking about the country of Sri Lanka today. Mohammed, you also got that correct. So well done. I wonder if anybody else has been following this news story and has any more information they would like to add or share or perhaps comment on. Please do so in the comment box in the chat.
Yeah. And of course, one of the side effects of what's happening is malnutrition. People just cannot get the right kind of food that they need to feed themselves. Apparently, I was reading that it, as a coastal nation, everybody lives off fish, but apparently the fishing boats can't go out to fish because there's no fuel.
So it's this knock-on effect, isn't it? And an awful lot of things for one country to be dealing with. I mentioned there in the summary at the start, not just the fuel shortages, also the power cuts, currency depreciation as well, and, of course, local people being hit by soaring inflation.
Yeah, a very, very dramatic situation. And I think the protesters very much blame the ruling family, whose name you pronounce perfectly, thank you, Stephanie, and I won't try. But the family, I think, is almost like a dynasty. It's been in control for many years.
And Ricardo commenting there that the country is absolutely broken. I mean, and devastating, isn't it? A beautiful country, very heavily reliant on tourism, known as the Pearl of the Indian Ocean. And I think what a lovely lovely image that evokes of a beautiful country. And of course, Sri Lanka famous for many things. One of them, of course, tea, big tea producing country. Ceylon tea, the most famous tea. I'm partial to a cup of tea, so...
Indeed, because of course it used to be known, the country used to be known as Ceylon, didn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And of course that history going back a long way there. Also interested to learn that cinnamon originated from Sri Lanka, a fact that I wasn't aware of.
But I was aware because I have been, and it is a very beautiful country, and it does rely heavily on tourism. So of course that has been wiped out virtually. So making the problem even worse for them.
Absolutely. I mean, a country I would love to visit. Absolutely. As David said, a beautiful country and heavily reliant on tourism. I wonder if anybody watching, joining us today, has visited Sri Lanka or maybe actually living, working in Sri Lanka at the moment. If so, please do share your experiences with us in the comment box. Shall we have a look at the vocabulary here, David?
Yes, please. So, first of all, Stephanie explains that the country is in turmoil. And of course, that means it's a situation where there is chaos, confusion, and a lack, no order.
Yes, a very key word for a situation like this. I also mentioned the word constitution. Now, the constitution means the basis, the foundation on which a country should be governed and the rights of the citizens. And this is often contained in a written document.
Yes. And so, for example, a country like the US has a written constitution, but unusually, us in the UK, Britain, we don't have a written constitution.
That's an interesting fact, though. I wonder, anybody watching, if their country has a written constitution.
And then, of course, we also mentioned inflation. Inflation, a big issue for very many countries today. And that's when you get a general continuous increase in prices.
Absolutely. So again, another frequently occurring word, and you will find that often this vocabulary comes up again and again in different news stories. So very, very useful to focus on it. Let's move on to story number two.
So this time we are looking at, and I'm sure very many of you are familiar with this story, this scorching heat wave that has been passing through and covering European countries. And I wonder if anybody is in a country that has had particularly high temperatures or is experiencing high temperatures now, record temperatures. Certainly there are a number of European countries that are breaking records. And this story is really about the effects that the heat wave has been having on countries, causing these wildfires, which have raged across a number of countries. And firefighters have been battling to put out the fires, and I think often losing the battle. And the countries in particular that we will talk about a little bit more are countries like Spain, France, Italy, Portugal. And the temperatures are still very, very high across most of these countries. They are expected to peak, I think, during the course of this week. And then hopefully it will get a little cooler.
Absolutely. And I heard recently that, of course, Greece is also now experiencing wildfires as well. So the problem certainly not limited and is growing at the moment.
Yeah. And thank you for Renata Mohammed, just referring back to the previous item about the referendums and constitutions. That's really interesting to hear. So Renata's saying Poland has the constitution as the first country in Europe. Very interesting. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So returning to the climate, apparently this issue of the heat waves is sparking wildfires. So wildfires are those fires that catch hold very quickly and then spread very quickly because the ground is so dry, the trees are dry, and so they spread quickly and it's almost impossible to put them out. And particularly, I think, in countries like, as I was saying, Spain and Italy and Portugal, it has caused massive, massive problems. And even, of course, in countries like our own, Stephanie, we have experienced for the first time temperatures above 40 degrees, which is an absolute record.
And I think the thing is here, obviously, it's all relative. You know, obviously, depending on where you're watching, your country will have different extremes. But for the UK, over 40 degrees is an extreme temperature. And of course, in Europe, one of the main problems here, I think, is that the season, the wildfire season, is starting earlier because, as Shirley's just mentioned, climate change is causing the weather to get warmer much sooner. Portugal, for example, had the warmest May, and in May, 97% of land in Portugal was classified as suffering from severe drought, and that was as early as May. So very early for these wildfires to start, and then of course they've got the whole summer to get through.
And talking about drought, I read that in Italy, the longest river, the River Po, is experiencing its worst drought in 70 years, and the problems that cause with irrigation and crops, of course, is devastating.
So I wonder if anybody watching has experienced any effects of climate change where you are. Have you noticed temperature increases, for example? Is your country suffering from wildfires or drought? Sorry, David.
Yes, no, please.
I was just having a look in the chat. Abdul Karim, absolutely, it is horrible, isn't it? Because it's one thing for us to sit here and comment on it, but of course the reality is that people are losing their homes and in some cases their lives.
And I think what is particularly concerning is that many, many of these fires are started unnecessarily, either through carelessness or deliberately. About, 85% of fires are caused by humans. And that is a very sad statistic.
It really is. I mean, the part of the UK where I live, we've got a lot of natural forest, and there are warnings everywhere reminding the public about the results of carelessness. For example, not having barbecues, if you do smoke, making sure that you put your cigarette out in a safe place and you don't just toss it out of a car window, for example. So authorities really trying to remind people to be very vigilant and alert to the dangers and how quickly a fire can start.
Indeed. And I think also the other part of this is how it affects us as individuals and how we manage with the heat, something we'll talk about in a minute as well. But I don't know if anybody's suffered from the effects of the heat. Apparently, you know, as our bodies get hotter, then our blood pressure lowers and the heart has to work harder. And this can lead to things like exhaustion, sweating, headaches, dizziness.
And good point there, Shirley, making again about reiterating what I was saying about being careful not to throw cigarette butts away without putting them out properly and being aware and alert to things that can start a fire, because when the ground is so dry, it starts very easily, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And Abdul Karim, I do love your comment. The results, this is all the results of our mistakes against the earth. And I did one little quote from a top EU climate official who desperately wants more action to stop climate change. He says this is not about saving the planet, it's about saving humanity. And I think that's very, very telling.
A very apt quote there. Shall we have a look at some of the vocabulary here?
Absolutely.
So the first word we've got here, oh, sorry, I've gone one too fast. There we go. The first word we've got, raged. Now, did you notice David used the word rage? Fires raged. Really dramatic language to explain how they burned fiercely. And remember, often with headlines, the words used are very evocative. They're very dramatic to really convey that sense of what's happening. So not just the fires burned, but the fires raged.
And again, I would say that battling as well. It's again, it's one of those words that is often used in headlines because it shows that in this case, it's the firefighters fighting very hard, in this case, against the fire.
And our final word here, again, a useful word that we can use in many different contexts, peak. Now, if something peaks, it means it reaches the very highest level. So temperatures peaked in the UK last week over 40 degrees. So to peak means to reach the highest level of something. Now, I gave you a sneak peek of our third story. Shall we move on to it? Here we go. So rather aptly, we're talking about foods to keep you hydrated on hot days. Of course, dehydration is very common in the summer months when temperatures are higher than usual. Now, we have been recommended that there are four healthy and delicious foods that we should add to our diet in order to help keep us hydrated. And we asked you to guess what one of them might be. Three of them, I shall tell you, are watermelons, cantaloupes, and oranges. These are all very good for hydrating us because they have about half a cup of water in them. And in addition, they are rich in vitamin C. Now, big clue in the picture there. Number one, in first place, cucumbers. Apparently, this is the best vegetable. Well done, Ali, just typing there, cucumber. Cucumbers are one of the very best vegetables to eat because they are 95% water. Now, the bad news for me is that I don't actually like cucumbers. But if you do, then cucumbers are the food to keep you hydrated.
So to finish, we're doing something a little lighter than the other two items. So we are talking fruit and vegetables here. So yes, we've identified cucumber as one of those vegetables that contain a massive amount of water in them. I'm just wondering if anybody's got any ideas of any any fruits or vegetables that has a very, very high, over 90% percent of water in them. Maybe you could type in there. What would also be interesting is if anybody's got any advice for me and for Stephanie about how to keep hydrated, how to keep cool on these hot days. What would you suggest, especially if you live in a hot country?
Yeah, very topical at the moment. I mean, lots of the media in the UK giving advice for what we should do. Apparently, sitting and soaking your feet in cool water is a good strategy. And I can believe that actually might work as being very refreshing.
Okay, I'm going to ask Stephanie a question, and you might like to help her. This is about which vegetable has the highest percentage of water out of these three. We've got cucumbers that we know Stephanie doesn't like. We've got lettuces, and we've got celery. So which of those three do we think has the highest percentage of water?
I'm going to guess celery, and it's also something I don't like. I like lettuce, but I don't like celery, and I don't like cucumbers.
Well, the real answer, according to my sources, is the correct answer is lettuce.
Oh, that's good news for me.
It is. Lettuce apparently has 96% water, whereas cucumber and celery have 95%.
They're still all very good.
Very interested in that. But what is good is they are all high in vitamins, which is essential for us.
Going back to the tips for staying cool, I also read that mint apparently is very good for us. So drinking mint tea or perhaps eating mint flavoured sweets is something that's going to cool us down. That kind of makes sense to me, I think.
Do you know anything that you shouldn't eat or drink? Food and drinks that you should avoid when it's very hot?
Well, I would have said spicy foods, but actually I think spicy foods possibly do cool you down because they encourage you to sweat, which might have the effect of cooling the body. So if anybody feels they'd like to help, a food that we shouldn't eat in the hot weather?
Food or drink?
Alcohol for sure.
Definitely. Alcohol is the biggest no-no. You should definitely avoid alcohol in the heat.
Does anyone have any ideas? Please help me out. Type in the chat. I'm not sure about the food. I mean, I'm guessing it's possibly things like, I don't know, meat. You shouldn't eat meat.
It is. I think it tends to be. It tends to be food with high levels of salt. So okay. I think things like cured meats or fried foods you should potentially avoid. Carbohydrates, as Ali says. And certainly in terms of drinks, what you should avoid are sugary drinks. So sodas, different types of sodas, because apparently they actually draw water out from you rather than giving you the water you need. And coffee apparently is a diuretic, so that is not
good. I love coffee. So I'm not going to be good in hot climates. I like the things I shouldn't have and I don't like the things I should have.
Well, that's possibly just as well that you live in the UK then.
Possibly
normally
is.
Isn't it, Stephanie?
Possibly is. Now, David's not going to escape with the facts today because I've actually got some facts that I'm going to ask him about cucumbers. Okay. What I'd like to know, David, do you have any idea the largest producer of cucumbers in the whole world? What would you guess? The country that produces the most?
The largest producer of cucumbers. Anybody got any ideas? If it's your country, please type it in now to help me.
And as a disclaimer, I will say my results were found on Google. So if you feel like it is your country, I do apologize if it's not the answer I have.
How about if it's forced rather than natural? I'd say a country like Holland.
It's not in Europe. No, we're talking.
Oh, Ali agreed with me. Ooh. Thank you. Wilson says India. That's an
further east.
Further east. Further
big
east.
Big country further east.
Thailand.
I'll reveal the answer. China. China produces 80% apparently of the world's cucumbers, followed by Iran and then Turkey. So I would not have guessed myself had I not researched those before.
No, but I'm quite happy because I do enjoy cucumber.
And another interesting fact just before we finish, there's the expression as cool as a cucumber. I wonder if anybody's heard of that expression. And apparently that comes from the fact that there's a 20 degree difference in temperature between the inside of a cucumber and the outside. So even if your outside is hot, if inside you are feeling cool, then you are as cool as a cucumber.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. And if you want to stay as cool as a cucumber, here are some other ideas. We've talked about skipping or not drinking alcohol. Of course, you should close your shades or your blinds or your curtains. I think somebody mentioned this. Use fans to circulate the air. Wear loose clothing, of course. Take cold showers. Why not? And my favourite one is relax.
Relax. Don't work. Relax. See, that's the thing. I think hot weather's fine if you're by a pool and you're not working. You can just relax. But when you have to put on your work clothes and go outside and get to work, that's when it becomes tricky.
Oh, good. And just one final bit of wisdom here from Shirley. Sunamono, I hope I pronounced that correctly, is delicious. And that's also made from cucumbers. We shall have to try that.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, something to try. Thank you there, Shirley. So let's have a look at the vocabulary before we finish.
So Stephanie talked about dehydration. Again, D as a prefix, dehydration. So that means not having the correct level of water in your body. And so that can cause health problems.
Our second word is an interesting one, diet. Now, we sometimes use this word to go on a diet or to be on a diet if you are restricting your intake of calories. But diet can also be used to mean all the things you regularly eat or drink. And I used it, if you remember the sentence, there are four healthy and delicious foods to add to your diet, the things you regularly eat and drink.
Yeah, and indeed, and it's quite often said that the best diet is in fact the Mediterranean diet because of its balance of fruits and vegetables and fish. And then the final word there was vitamin. That's a natural substance which is necessary for the health of the human body. And fruits and vegetables tend to be rich in different vitamins, particularly vitamins B and C. So thank you very much again for joining us. As always, these stories form part of our newsflash series on the site. You can go and watch the videos, do the exercises, practice your English. And most importantly, please do come back next week when we will have another three topics to discuss with you. And hopefully you'll give us some wonderful comments again.
Absolutely. So we'll be live same time, same place with three brand new stories that we don't know what they are yet, but we will be sharing them with you next week. So please do join us and we look forward to seeing you then. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week for the latest news talk. And if you'd like to participate in the live sessions, simply check out our social media channels for more information.